safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Listener, here's the news. Indonesian citizens visiting European Union countries for the second time or more will find it easier to obtain a multi-entry Schengen visa after Indonesian-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IEU-SEPA, was agreed upon. Quoted from Tempo.co, the announcement was made by the President of European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, when receiving Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday, July 13, 2025. Ursula stated that the interconnectivity between European Union and Indonesian societies is crucial in enhancing their cooperation. Thus, the community should be the first to be getting benefit from the close relationship between European Union and Indonesia. Indonesian U16 men's national team showcased their prowess on Sunday, July 13, 2025, by securing a dominant victory over the Kazakhstan national team. Indonesia secured the victory with a score of 3-1 or 25-14, 25-15, 18-25, and 25-11. Quoted from RRI.co.id, next, Indonesia still has two decisive matches remaining in Pool B, facing Hong Kong and China. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu, penuh dengan payung, seketika jas hujan dicari-cari. terjadi. Semua orang inginkan teduh.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita.
Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada. Kini sudah dibalas saatnya. Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Selalu kita sebut malam ini bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita.
Malam ini kan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum-senyam, kilau bintang menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka. Salah kita sempurna.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Raisa Anggiani. Raisa Anggiani, who was born in Jakarta February 21, 2004, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Although only 20 years old, she has successfully won a number of prestigious awards. One of her achievements was when she became the ambassador for Spotify's global campaign Equal and had her photo displayed in New York Times Square, United States of America. Not only that, Raisa Anggiani's songs are often included in the Anugerah Musik Indonesia Awards and have become soundtracks for several films. Recently, she released her latest song titled Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama or Love Song for Mama, which will also be the soundtrack for the film with the same title. Just like the title, the song is an expression of a child's love for a mother. The lyrics contain praise for the irreplaceable love and affection of a mother. The song was created by the Indonesian well-known composer and maestro Andi Rianto, together with Raisa herself. In writing it, Peter Taslim, the brother of Indonesian popular actor Joe Taslim, who is also the executive producer of the film Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama, also took part. Well, listener, here is Raisa Anggiani with the song Lagu Cinta Untuk Mama. Happy listening.
Bagaikan bulan menyinari malam, cahayanya tenangkan hatiku. Bagai mentari memelukku yang lembut dengan terangmu. Hanya satu yang pandai untuk memeluk hangat. Sebut kau mama, mama tak kenal lelah menjagaku di dalam doamu. sebesar cintamu.
You're still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener Indonesia has proudly shown its commitment and role in participating and contributing actively in international projects to accelerate sustainable blue economy efforts in Southeast Asia. But how does it work? Here is the explanation from Team Leader for Nature, Climate and Energy of United Nations Development Program or UNDP Indonesia, Dr. Areta Aprilia.
Very pivotal role in the ASEAN Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling Project that is a regional initiative that's launched by ASEAN, Japan, and UNDP to accelerate the sustainable blue economy efforts in Southeast Asia. And as the host and primary implementing country, Indonesia through UNDP Indonesia is leading the coordination of this initiative in partnership with the ASEAN Coordinating Task Force on Blue Economy. So Indonesia itself, it brings to the table its very rich blue carbon ecosystems, you name it, mangroves, seagrass, peatlands, and very extensive expertise in marine science, and which is on this project is also being harnessed through very strong collaboration with reputable institutions such as Gajah Mada University and the Jakarta-based Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia, or AREA. So the initiative is also closely aligned with Indonesia's own development priorities, particularly those related to climate mitigation and ocean sustainability. And also part of this collaboration, Indonesia supports the integration of blue carbon values into the national and regional policy frameworks.
And for more detail, you can listen to the VOA talk titled Indonesia's Role in Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling, available on our YouTube channel, VOA Official.
Agailah orang-orang yang menyayangimu dan selalu ada. hatimu. Siapa pun jangan kau pernah sakit dalam pencarian jati dirimu dan semua yang kau impikan. Tegaklah sang pemimpi. Oh.
Gigi with Sang Pemimpi or The Dreamer. And this morning, listener, a lot of people are waking up in the very early morning. Not only the children who want to go to school, but also the parents who accompany them for their first day at so many schools. I'd like to begin from Jakarta, because today, the School Environment Introduction Period, or MPLS, began simultaneously across the country, and schools and the governments wanted to affirm a friendly approach without hazing, without bullying, without violence in this introduction period. For example, in South Jakarta, quoted from rri.co.id, the Kalibata Junior High School 238 held the introduction activity for 213 new students. And in his remark, the vice principal of the school, Ispantos, affirmed that the activity today focuses on introducing the environment, and not anything is related to the mental suppression or even something related to mentality. But all the new students are introduced to the facilities available at schools and all the teachers that they will meet at schools. And it is not only happening, listener, at quote-unquote conventional school, but also at the newly opened Sekolah Rakyat or the People's School. So one of the People's School in Bogor this morning are very packed, not only by the students but also hundreds of parents who accompanied their children to their first day at the People's School. And reported by rri.co.id, they are also doing the introduction activity, and all the People's School itself is introducing all the facilities and also all the equipments available in there. And during the introduction period too, the students are undergoing health checking, and the health ministry is sending their medical team to have a medical checkup for the children. And the People's School listener prepared a full boarding system, so it's like a boarding school for all students. And the program itself is aiming to provide education for underprivileged children. So that's the first day of school today, and a lot of people are, well, they are taking their time off in the morning from offices, from other activities, to make sure that they will be bringing their children to their first day at school. And what about you? What is your children's first day at school? How does it feel for you to bring them finally go to school? Or maybe it is for them. You can share it with us to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130.
Semangat di hidupku. Karang Hawu Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Roro Kidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo. So you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Today Sound.
Saling bersandar ke arah mata angin berbeda. Kau menunggu datangnya malam saat ku menanti fajar. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Oh, oh, oh. Sudah coba berbagai cara agar kita tetap bersama. Tersisa dari kisah ini hanya kau takut ku hilang. Perdebatan apapun menuju kata pisah. Jangan paksakan genggamanmu. Percaya ku tetap teman baikmu. Izinkan aku pergi dulu. Yang berubah saya ku tetap teman baikmu.
Thank you very much for listener who is listening to us through the application called RRE Digital. Anyway, you can enjoy directly the programs of all RRE stations across Indonesia, and also your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRE Digital, a solution for entertainment information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store. And after this, we'll bring you to Wonosobo to know about Bundungan.
Of Indonesia,
from Indonesia to the world. The world usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destinations of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Wonosobo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Java Island. Although many things have to appear, Wonosobo becomes a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to this small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument.
Jadi bundengan adalah sebuah alat seni musik tradisional Jawa.
Bundengan is Javanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called koangan and called betet in East Wonosobo. The Javanese traditional instrument has developed especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past it became media of entertainment. According to its function, koangan is also used as tools for shelters and for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan.
Disebut bundengan awalnya karena setelah dari
it is called bundengan because from koangan name it contains of instrument and its sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Javanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan. And there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Intino minggu ke pariwisoto alon praune wus nengah tiap yuk ya banyu pinela ora cemu cemu karo mesem guyu ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu aten jawi lemas jebul wesure piting kelopo katon ngawi awi kayu kani peci bali wai dini sesu esok tumandang nyambut gawe. Anglian numpah perahu layar ing tino minggu ke pariwisata. Alon perahu
the simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the melodious rhythm. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengger.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song, and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument is its string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundengan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string pairs on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundengan. Bundengan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, a lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mr. Toifi, explained about bundengan.
Alat bundengan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundengan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo's frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundengan physically. But the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundengan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jemarimu yang bergerak bebas.